Unit 11. Food. Number 1. Look at the menu. Listen to the people ordering a meal and write down their order. Write only the number for each dish. Are you ready to order yet?
Yes, I think so. Darling?
Vegetable soup for me, please. Right.
Yes, I think I'll have the same.
Okay, two vegetable soups.
I'll have pâté, please.
And one pâté. And then, to follow? Steak with jacket potato and salad, please. Can I have the steak well done, please? Certainly.
I'll have the place, I think, with potato crisps.
One place, right.
And I'll have the cheese omelette with salad.
Right. Number 2. Three people are telling their landladies what they can't eat. Write down the food they say. How are you settling in now, Margot? Oh, fine, thanks. I've come up actually to ask you about cooking, really. Is there anything special that you can't eat that I shouldn't make for you while you're here? I don't eat sweet things like cakes and biscuits, not chocolate. And I don't drink any milk. All right then, I'll make a note of that. Okay, Mr. Rice, I think that's about all. I would like to know, is there anything you can't eat?
Let's think. I can't eat fish. Fish and eggs, I don't like. And...
Uh-huh.
I don't eat cheese at all. And I never drink alcohol at all.
Oh, well, that's a great help. Thank you. You'll be having meals with us. Is there any type of food that you don't like that I can't cook for you?
Not really. The only thing is, I'm not very keen on fish.
Not very keen on fish?
No.
Oh, well, that's not too much of a problem.
Nothing else. Oh, tea. I don't like... Never drink tea.
You never drink tea?
I usually have coffee.
Oh, we usually have tea all the time.
Oh, dear.
I'll make you something else. Number 3. Listen to the tape and mark whether these statements are true or false.
Do you always eat at home, Robin? Oh, good heavens, no. If I get a chance, I go out to a restaurant. And very often to an Indian restaurant, because I like curries, as I said.
Yes, I do too.
Very good value.
Robin and I quite often go out together and have a curry. Do you like to eat curry, Carolyn? Oh, no, I never eat curry. I enjoy Chinese much, much more. Oh, yes, we eat Chinese here too sometimes, don't we?
Sometimes do that, yeah. And sometimes Greek food as well, because there's a great range of restaurants in London. Yeah, you're very lucky here. Though, because in the States, it's very difficult to find ethnic restaurants, so I never eat Greek food or curries. No.
Oh, really? You don't have Greek restaurants in the town where you come from?
Only in the cities. But not... Never in the towns outside the cities.
Oh, I see. You live too far out in the country.
Yeah. I suppose you usually eat hamburgers and hot dogs and that sort of thing. Very often, yes, most of the time.
Number 4. Listen to Margaret and Mike telling you how they cook or make two dishes and write down the ingredients. Well, first of all, you select the fruit that you want, and then you wash it very carefully. Then go about peeling it. Start off with, say, the apples, peeling them, washing them thoroughly, chopping them up into shapes. Peeling the bananas, chopping them up, putting a little bit of lemon juice so that they don't go brown. Taking the grapes, washing them, cutting them up. Pears, you could do the same thing for them. Putting them all together, sprinkling them liberally with sugar. A little bit more lemon juice, putting them into a bowl. And there you have a fruit salad.
I think I'll make shepherd's pie, which is fairly cheap and simple. I make it by frying, chopping garlic and onions and frying in oil. Then adding the minced beef or lamb, browning this. Then I put the cooked meat into the bottom of a casserole or pie dish and cover with mashed potato. At that stage, you can sprinkle cheese on the top, and the whole thing goes into the oven to cook for about half an hour to brown it.